The Children of Lear. Up to this point in the series, we have only taken brief looks at some of the various deities and heroes of Celtic mythology, but now it's time to look at one of the more well-known tales of this mythology. I can't exactly say that this is a happy tale, but it is a unique and poetic one that fits right along with the rest of Celtic mythology. Our tale begins with the god Lear, who is a member of the pantheon of the Tuatha De Danann. Lear was a god of the sea, and when the Tuatha De Danann's reign above ground had ended, they started to head into the fairy mounds and go underground. Although Lear wished to become the new king of the pantheon after the death of the Dagda, they instead elected another god named Bodv. The rest of the gods swore loyalty to Bodv, but Lear refused. In hopes of appeasing Lear and earning his loyalty, Bodv gave one of his daughters away in marriage to Lear. This goddess provided Lear with 4 children, 1 daughter and 3 sons, but unfortunately died during childbirth. Lear was distraught with grief, and so Bodv allowed him to marry another one of his daughters to comfort him and help him raise his children. And so Lear married another goddess named Aoife, and for a time they were happy. But as time passed, Aoife grew resentful of the fact that her sister had such beautiful children, and she was not blessed with any of her own. Resentment slowly turned into hatred, and Aoife began to possess a growing malice towards her sister's children. One day, Aoife announced that she was planning to take the 4 children to a distant lake, and Lear opted to stay behind, unaware of her cruel intentions. Only Lear's daughter suspected that all might not be well with her stepmother, but she went along with the group just the same. Along the way, Aoife whispered to her most loyal servant, asking him to murder the 4 children for her. Instead of complying, the servant recoiled in horror, and told Aoife how evil such an action would be. She went to each of her other servants in anger, asking them to do the same, but they all refused. That night, Aoife took a sword and snuck into the children's tent. Despite her determination to see the children dead, she found that she could not do the deed herself, and so she went back into her own tent. Although she found she could not bloody her hands in this way, she still sought to remove the children from her life, and so in the morning she told the children to go swimming in the lake. While they were swimming, she used a magical wand and chanted a magical phrase, turning the 4 children into 4 white swans. Although she possessed evil in her heart, it hadn't completely taken over her, and she at least allowed the swan children to retain the power of speech, as well as the ability to sing. The daughter cried out, asking the woman when this curse would end. Aoife laughed and said that no force on earth or in the underworld would undo this power, not until the children had spent 300 years in this lake, 300 years in the Straits of Moyle, and 300 years on a small island. Aoife readied her carriage and rode away from the lake, leaving the 4 swans to huddle together and lament their curse. Aoife went to the hall of Bodv, the king of the Tuatha De Danann, where she was asked where the children of Lear are. Aoife responded that Lear would not permit her to bring the children to see the king. This surprised Bodv greatly, and he grew concerned, as these were his grandchildren, so he sent some messengers to Lear's home. When Lear heard what Aoife said, he knew that she had done something treacherous. He traveled out to the lake to find his children, and the 4 swans there noticed their father approaching. They called out to him, shocking Lear, and they proceeded to tell him of the curse that Aoife had placed on them. Lear cried out in grief, and his children proceeded to sing for him, to lull him into a gentle sleep. Lear left then to go to Bodv's hall, where he confronted Aoife and informed the king what she had done. Bodv rose in anger and used his power to force Aoife to speak the name of the worst form she could spend the rest of her life as. Aoife was then transformed into the form of an air demon, and she went into the mists, where she still remains to this day. The king and Lear then shared their anguish at the fate of the children. And they, along with people across Ireland, continued to visit the swans to hear their music for the next 300 years. Finally, however, the swans had to move on, and so they said goodbye to their grieving father and flew to the Straits of Moyle. A law was then passed that no subject of the High King would ever be allowed to kill a swan. The children's new home was a dark and dreary place, racked by storms and howling winds. The cold swans huddled together for warmth, and they would find no audience for their music for the following 300 years. However, at one point, they were found by two sons of Bodv, who had been looking for them for some time. They brought news that their father was still alive and well, and the children gave a song for them to return to their father, telling him of their troubles. In time, however, the swans had to move on to the final portion of their curse, and so they flew to a small, barren island. Here the water was very cold, and their time here was tormenting and miserable. Finally, after spending 900 years in the forms of swans, the children of Lear flew back to the home of their father. Unfortunately, they found it in ruins, and they knew their father had passed, so they continued to fly across the land in sorrow. During the last 900 years, St. Patrick had arrived in Ireland and had converted the land to Christianity, according to tradition. The ending of the tale depends on the version being told, but practically all versions include the swans meeting with a Christian monk. In one version, the daughter of a king desired to have the swans for herself after hearing their tale, and so she sent her betrothed to capture them. When he arrived and went to seize them, the swans shed their feathers and turned back to their previous forms. Unfortunately, they did not revert to bright-eyed children, but instead as withered old figures with over 900 years of aging. They knew their death was imminent, and so the monk baptized them before they died, and then proceeded to bury them. Thus is the fate of the children of Lear. The tale of the children of Lear is certainly one of the most well-known tales of Irish history, and likely served as the basis for the famous ballet, Swan Lake. Swans are still protected in Ireland, and the story is a cherished part of Irish culture. While it's only a small part of the overall collection of Celtic mythology, the Children of Lear is a unique story that is certainly representative of the beauty of the mythology.